This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jesse Eckler is with us here on Ben and Woods. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
All right. You know, making the best of the thing, as you said, personally, professionally, like everybody else, just trying to stay healthy and be smart about this situation best we can.
Well, the social hour has been going great. I was a guest a couple of years ago. I can't remember. It all blends together, but I had a great time doing it. I know Ben is on tonight, but I wanted to start this conversation with a pitch, if you will. I thought it may be fun.
Sure.
I thought it might be fun to bring back our beloved incorporator, but have you do it on the social hour. And I know it's a different, you know, you're not broadcasting a game, but you are kind of, you know, leading the charge there for the social hour. I thought it'd be fun if we could do one every week. You don't have to do it tonight. I think it would actually be better if you did it tomorrow, but we could give you the word today, and then we'll play it on Friday.
Works for me. You know,
yeah,
you know,
right. He's so amenable.
By the way, we never got a chance to thank you. I mean, we did on the air that day, but the voicemail you left on our two-year anniversary, which you brought back every incorporator word from the year, and we timed it. I think it was 53 seconds.
It was brilliant,
that you were able to work in every single word into your message of greeting for us was truly a thing to behold.
It's beautiful.
So, thank you, Jesse.
It was my pleasure. That was a lot of fun. You know, Paul texted me earlier in the week, and he said, hey, you know, would you be willing to leave a voicemail for the guys? And immediately I was like, all right, I got to do all the words. So I said, do you have a list of the words? He sent it to me. And, yeah, that was fun. That was fun. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Congrats again.
So let me ask you, Jesse, what do you want from me in terms of background tonight?
Oh,
do you want to see my backyard? Do you want me at the kitchen table? Shall I set it up like my TV studio where I put like a still image on the TV and make it look really professional, or just like a white background?
No.
And you can pick a Zoom background for me.
No, it's not Zoom, so we can't pick our own backgrounds. It's funny because I started it initially in my home office. They sent me a green screen, and so I kind of had this like fancy digital background. But my computer is a little older, and it wasn't handling the streaming so well the first couple days. So I've now moved into my wife's office because she has a newer computer. From her work. It's her work computer I'm using to do this show. Very professional. And the green screen doesn't work in that room because of the lighting. So now it's just like randomly 8 feet of my wife's office behind, because she works from home, but behind me. So it's very random, unprofessional, like whatever you want. I mean, we're not trying to make this look studio quality like TV or anything. This is just,
TV guy.
You know,
I've got to do my best. I actually have makeshift TV lighting at home. Well,
yeah.
It's actually my wife's cross stitch lamp.
Oh my God.
But it's really bright. So, and it's movable. So I can actually put it right on me like I'm sitting under the hot lamps of a TV studio. It's great.
Your choice.
Okay.
You know,
sounds
I mean,
good.
It's, don't worry about it, is what I would say.
Put the GIMP from Pulp Fiction on the screen behind you. All right. That would be my idea. But that's just me. We are talking to Jesse Eckler here on Ben and Woods this morning. And I got to ask you, man, Biodome, what were your initial thoughts when you read the Jeff Passan's piece, when you saw Major League Baseball come out yesterday? I know you guys will probably talk about this tonight as well. You know, we broke down some potential pitfalls and pratfalls of this thing yesterday, but wanted to get Jesse Eckler's usually very measured take.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I agree. Like, there are a lot of pitfalls. It feels a little bit pie in the sky. I thought the timing of us finding out about this was probably less than ideal. You know, this is a tough moment, obviously, not just in this country, but not just for baseball, in the world, you know, from a health standpoint. And you had the Surgeon General, like 48 hours before this coming out, invoking both 9/11 and Pearl Harbor in terms of what the next week or two were going to be like. And then this story leaks out. So I thought from a timing standpoint, it was like, ooh, like well beyond a cringe. Now, I don't blame MLB or the Players Association for that because they didn't announce this thing. It was just leaked out to a reporter, as things, you know, are with great regularity, of course. So it's not like they said, hey, we've got this great idea and here it is. You know, it came out, I imagine, well before they wanted it to. Does it seem overly realistic to me? No, but like that's kind of the world we're in right now. And I don't have any problem with MLB and the Players Association having these conversations, getting on conference calls, throwing stuff against the wall and just trying to figure out something. That's all they have to do right now. Like I said on our show yesterday, like Rob Manfred is not going to find the vaccine for this thing. Like Tony Clark is not going to be the guy that gets testing into every hospital and doctor's office in America. So, like, let them talk about the baseball stuff. That's fine. You know, you would like in a perfect world for those talks to be behind closed doors and to maybe get a little bit further down the process before it becomes public. But, again, that's not always going to be realistic. Like, I'm okay with them talking about it. I'm okay with them thinking outside the box. You know, this particular plan, like we alluded to, there's a lot of details of it that kind of make me go, I don't know. But that's fine. Like, that's where we are in this process. It's just, you know, again, throwing stuff against the wall, trying to figure it out. And, you know, again, I'm not going to say it's a 20% reality or a 5% reality. I don't know. That's not for me to say. But, you know, that's, I guess, part of their job right now is to try and come up with different plans, depending on, you know, what is actually realistic at whatever time point. You know, we are able to try something.
And Jesse, out of all of the potential things that you thought may be the most far-fetched, was there one that jumped off the page? The mental image of Fernando Tatis grounding out and then going to sit in the stands with his bat and glove and wait to take the field, you know, 10 feet away from you know, Grisham, who had just let off and grounded out,
yeah.
Sitting in another seat. That to me was I couldn't wrap my head around it. Was there anything that you thought and go, guys, you get – these guys aren't going to sit in their hotel rooms, you know, think whatever, anything pop in your mind immediately, you went, come on, this can't work.
More than one thing, you know what I mean? But like a lot of it, I think is solvable. You know what I mean? Let's at least give them the benefit of the doubt that this was like version 1.0 of this idea. And, you know,
yes.
Plenty of stuff could be ironed out, you know, if they were going to go with it. I guess anytime I hear any plan right now, my head goes to, all right, let's say you're going to have everybody in Phoenix or everybody wherever. Are we okay in that community to divert the medical resources that would need to be diverted to baseball or whatever sport we're talking about?
Yep.
Like that to me is like front of mind right now. Now, again, if we're from a virology standpoint, you know, in a very different place in a few months, then okay, maybe it's a different conversation. But like right now, it's hard to imagine that just because, you know, who knows what's happening, you know, with all the medical stuff. But like, if there are more than enough tests for everybody in the country, and if doctors aren't, you know, being crushed and hospitals aren't being crushed the way they are right now, okay, then maybe, you know, we can have that conversation. But like, that's where my head goes right away. It has nothing to do with like robot umps or guys sitting in the stands as opposed to the dugouts or quarantining people in their hotel rooms. Like it goes to, you know, like you're going to have ambulances on site for every game, because what happens if a guy, you know, runs into a wall and busts his head open or something? I mean, it's every, you think about all the people involved in putting on a professional sporting event. You know, it's like, are we okay, you know, having this happen kind of in a parallel world where the seriousness of the medical stuff is going on? So like, that's really the only thing I think needs to be figured out before we have any further conversations.
That's a great point. I think I can get my head around the fact that, hey, if you're asking a superstar baseball player to, you know, isolate for 3 or 4 months and they're making millions and it's going to uplift the country and we're all looking forward to baseball, that's one thing. But what about everybody else? What about Jesse Agler being asked to, you know, quarantine for 4 months in a hotel so he can call those games?
Yeah.
How does Mrs. Agler feel about that? And as you meant, the trainers, you know, that aren't making millions of dollars.
You weren't listening. She gets her computer back.
Well,
so
that's true.
I'm sure she's probably all
for
on
an hour.
Board.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Jesse, do you play? I mean, you must. We're talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods. Play the game of where would I be today if the baseball season was underway? I believe you would be in Atlanta as the Padres are wrapping up their first road trip of the season. How would the Padres be doing so far after, you know, a couple of weeks of baseball already in the books?
It's not only am I playing where would I be today, I'm playing where was I last year. I mean, I'm torturing myself with it. It's not smart. It's not like, you know, from a mental health standpoint, it's probably not the right thing to do. But I'm doing it constantly. I mean, not at all. I'm going through, like, the Instagram memories, and, like, it popped up this morning. Like, we were in San Francisco. I went for a run, and I took this nice picture of the Bay Bridge, you know. And it's like, oh, gosh, you know, like.
You think about the food you ate, the barbecue you would be eating in Atlanta right now. It just, it kills you. The Facebook memories and Instagram memories are. They're murdering me right now. Murdering me.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And yes, I've thought about, like, okay, it's all Rockies and Braves. That's the only teams we would have freaking seen so far with this terrible schedule that MLB put together for the Padres this year. But, yeah, like, it was like, oh, my birthday was Sunday. I'm like, oh, would have been in Colorado for a day game, would have flown to Atlanta. You know, like, that would have been my birthday. So that was a little bit of a silver lining. I actually got to spend the birthday with my family, which I haven't done in a few years. So that was kind of nice. And Passover starts tonight. You know, we're Jewish, so, like, okay, cool, I'll get to be home for Passover. So, I try and find those silver linings to balance it out. But look, the reality is, as much as I might get bummed out by looking at my picture of the Bay Bridge from last year, it's like, all right, I'm healthy, my family is okay. You know, like, that's, you remind yourself that there are bigger things than, you know, the baseball season and work being all messed up. And I guess for me, and I imagine this is the case for a lot of people, when I try and comfort myself here, one, you know, you go to the health. Okay, I'm healthy, my family's healthy. That's far and away the most important thing right now. And then two, it's like, more than anything that I've ever experienced in my life, we're all in this together, like, as a community worldwide. Like, there is nobody who isn't dealing with what we're all dealing with. And in a weird kind of way, that makes it a little bit easier. Like, you can't complain about what's going on, because literally every other person is going through the same thing right now and trying to make their job work or has lost their job. And, you know, like, again, my family's healthy. That's not the case for a lot of people. We unfortunately know multiple people already, you know, who have lost family members. And, like, you know, it's pretty easy to snap back and get the proper perspective. So, you know, I'm being a little silly when I talk about the Bay Bridge and being in Atlanta for a Padre Brave game. But, you know, it's weird, because as somebody who works in baseball, your entire life revolves around that schedule, you know, every year for 7 months. But, you know, we're doing okay.
Hey, you know, and it's, I was telling our listeners, and really myself too, we can't beat ourselves up. You know, I mean, it's okay to it's okay to be concerned and thankful and grateful, but it's also okay to miss things that we've invested a lot of time and energy and love and passion for. It. That's kind of what, you know, that's kind of the message through all is, everybody needs to just be easy on each other, easy on themselves. Ben will be appearing tonight on Padres Social Hour. Now, so I thought,
huzzah,
very excited. I think apparently that means that's good, right? If you say huzzah,
right?
I've never heard that before.
I think it's a Mr. Burns word or something. Yeah,
I'm not a LARPer.
That's
LARPer.
Not your incorporated word. Though.
Ben is a LARPer. Okay. I am not a LARPer. So I thought it would be fun to bring this back, because we all need fun and laughter, and you do such a great job at it. So I figured Ben's going to go on the show tonight, and then for tomorrow's Padres Social Hour, I'd like you to incorporate the word rapscallion.
Sure.
Into your broadcast. Now, it's something I call my son, Bo, often. He is a foul-mouthed rapscallion, and that's essentially, that's just kind of a little punk, basically.
We have no doubt you're going to pull it off easily, but that's not the point anymore. It's not trying to get Jesse. It's just enjoying the magnificent way in which
he
incorporates it.
I'm not even trying to trick you anymore. I just think it's fun.
At one point, we thought we'd keep score. Like,
yeah, there's
how
no
many
way.
Times can we stump him?
Then we're over.
There's no point. There's no point in keeping score. Jesse bats 1,000, and we just enjoy the performance that he puts on.
And I'll text you tomorrow to remind you. But, tomorrow's Social Hour, Rapscallion, weave it in. We'll play it on Friday's show and make sure everybody is going to watch tonight and every night as Jesse is pouring his heart and soul into the Padres Social Hour for your entertainment.
Thanks, Jesse.
I'll say the fun thing about the show, we're doing it, you know, like Monday through Thursday at 5:30. It might be a half hour, it might be an hour, it might be 42 minutes. It's just sort of like, we'll get out there, we'll talk, we'll hang out, you know, we'll do a little baseball, a little this, a little that, and whatever it is, there's no pressure. It's just kind of a fun, loose conversation. So we've been enjoying it, and
see you this
look
afternoon.
Forward to having Ben on.
Thank you, Jesse.
Sounds good.
Take care. Jesse Agler on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.